If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And it's about time that our city try to get in front of that and say, not in this city, you don't.
One of our top stories this morning, a bipartisan group of Jacksonville City Council members unveiling new hate crime legislation that would, among other things, triple penalties. City Council member Jimmy Peluso is the author of that, and tonight it'll be introduced at Jacksonville City Council meeting. Comes about 8 months after the racially motivated shooting at Dollar General. Tell me a little bit about kind of the background surrounding what has happened since the Dollar General mass killing in the 8 months getting up to this point where it's being introduced today.
Well, thank you for having me on this morning. That's a great question. I mean, we've had so many folks come out to City Council. And by the way, this is for your listeners. When you show up to City Council during public comment and speak, many of us do listen. So keep that in mind. We had so many members come out from the community and they would say, it's been so many weeks, so many days, so much time since the shooting, what are we going to do about it? And there's a lot of different ways to crack that nut, but one of the things that I made sure that we addressed was, well, there was obviously a hateful nature behind the actions of this individual. Our sheriff said it, our leader said it. We all knew that this individual wanted to kill black people. And then we kind of peeled back the onion and we saw, well, there have been a lot of different incidents in this city. So how do we kind of address those? Spoke with our attorneys for a long time because there was the possibility of constitutionality that, you know, hey, there is freedom of speech. But what we were allowed to do, we got pretty creative with it, is, hey, we've got littering ordinances, we've got noise ordinances, we have sign ordinances, and we can just add more to the penalties if we believe that the actions that someone's taking, breaking one of those laws, has hate in nature. It wants to instill violence, animosity, or malice.
Do you think this could potentially be a deterrent? Because how can you really stop hate when it originates in someone's heart?
No, I very much agree with that sentiment of, like, you can't always, the government's not here to tell people how to feel, right? But what we can do is help make sure that we are showing as a city and as a community that this is a zero tolerance kind of thing. We know that, you know, if somebody really wants to go on message boards or watch certain programs or kind of get programmed in a certain way, that it's very difficult to kind of break them of that. But we want to make sure that nobody feels, oh, I don't know, you know, maybe they see that other individuals are able to get away with stuff, and so they too want to continue on. We saw in Mandarin over the past several years, people pass out leaflets and drop them in people's homes that have swastikas and Nazi, Nazi symbology. Over here in Murray Hill, near where I live, people have dropped off pamphlets, written by the KKK saying they want to kill black people. We've obviously seen what happened in I-10, you know, dropping off the banner that had a swastika saying kill all Jews. Like, these are things that are occurring right now. And for every news story that someone who has hate in their heart sees, they think, oh, they got away with it. That means that we should be encouraged and we should keep doing this. So we want to stop those that are getting inspired by this activity and make sure they know that, nope, there's actually a larger penalty out there if I do get caught.
Yeah, and you talk about the penalties, and we've been mentioning it this morning, tripling the penalties in many ways. Is it going to require, being caught in the act, if you will, and do you then look to try to encourage the public to see if they can provide any sort of evidence to try to help the prosecution of this and ensure that the accountability comes?
Absolutely we do, right? I mean, there's no better way to make sure that that crime is deterred than having the community get involved. You know, we've got Crime Stoppers. We've got people that are now registering their Ring camera with JSO. That's something that this sheriff has really kind of pushed for. So people are able to be a part of that crime-stopping process. And I think that is important because you're right. If we're seeing these jerks, these neo-Nazis, these creeps kind of doing the activity that they're doing or threatening people, and now we've got that on video, that goes to JSO, and now we can hopefully get that crime solved much faster.
In reality, if the votes are ultimately there, it's being introduced tonight, how long does it take to ultimately make it through council and ultimately be a law in Jacksonville?
So we have two readings to go through, and we also have fifth week next week. So that means, you know, when we have 5 weeks in a month, most of the staff is off. We put our staff through a lot, so they really need that time. So it'll be first reading tonight, then 3 weeks after that, it'll be at second reading. It'll go through committees that week. So then we're looking at 5-6 weeks.
Okay. We'll obviously follow up on that. City Council Member Jimmy Peluso. You know, last week, the Sunray Cinema story kind of blew up. And I was actually just in Five Points yesterday driving back from an appointment. And it reminded me to ask about where are things at about a week later with all of the rumors about whether or not the building might be sold and what the future of Sunray Cinema looks like. What have you been hearing over the last week alone?
Well, thank you for asking that one, too. That one's a really sensitive one to me. I mean, one of the reasons why I moved back home in 2015 after serving in the Navy for 7 years, I wanted to come back and live near Five Points, right? It's where all the activity was. It was awesome. It's a bustling neighborhood. So to kind of hear about the Five Points theater really kind of broke my heart, I'm not going to lie to you. It's always kind of playing on people's concerns that, hey, are our most cultural and unique characteristics of our city kind of going away because, you know, greedy developers from out of town are coming in and jacking up rents. So that was the first thought that I had, and I think many others. I think that we're looking at, I think the sale is either it already happened or will happen. I've spoken a lot with the owners of Sunray. I've spoken a lot with the realty group who's doing the work. And I've already heard a number of things about there's no way the building's getting touched. It has a historical landmark status, which was placed on there by the former owners of the building, the Shads, in like 2003. So the building itself, it cannot be messed with in any way, shape, or form. The interior possibly could, but I've also spoken with, again, the commercial real estate folks, and they said, "Hey, look, we're not going to be doing anything drastic. We understand the cultural nature of this neighborhood. We are not here to kind of change things in a negative way." And right now, we're just kind of in a sit and wait sort of position while we kind of hear about the end of the sale. But my heart breaks for the folks at Sunray. They put a lot of heart and soul into that building and that operation. And I would love for the developer to give them another chance to kind of stick around a little bit longer. But I also understand if they have kind of their own views of what can go there. If it's another music venue, if it's another theater of some kind, I think the community will be okay with that. But if you're going to gut that thing and turn it into, I don't know, a car dealership, I think that you're going to see riots in the street.
Yeah, it's over the last week, has that been enough to demonstrate to whomever ultimately purchases that there actually is a future for example, the Sunray or some form of art?
I kind of think so. And I do also get the impression in the conversations I've had that the people that are looking at it fully intend to use it as some kind of venue in the arts space. So that at least gives me some pause. My next concern is, are they going to jack up the rents by, you know, $100 per square foot or something? That's a concern that I, and I think a lot of people have as well.
Obviously, we'll stay tuned for updates and let us know along the way if any inflection points come. Councilmember Jimmy Peluso, and again, later this evening is when that anti-hate legislation will be first introduced to Jacksonville City Council. We'll follow it along.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.